We go tell it on the mountains, in the valleys, all over the world that Jesus is born. We come in Jesus' precious name. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I invite you to turn to our text for tonight, if you will. Take your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 41. It's most of what Pastor read for you just a few moments ago. If you're a visitor with us tonight and do not have a Bible at home, we encourage you to take one of the Bibles as our gift to you so that you can read and study God's precious Word. The word for us from this evening is, so who was really lost? An interesting text for us this evening from Luke chapter 2. You may remember that we've just read Luke chapter 2, and if you're actually looking at Luke chapter 2 now, look a couple of verses before our text for this evening. In Luke chapter 2, we have the whole event of Mary and Joseph and the birth of Jesus. How Jesus was proclaimed, how Jesus came to Bethlehem so long ago. We hear in those verses just before our text that he grew in stature, that he grew as a young man. But what we first hear is that Mary and Joseph took Jesus as a tiny baby to the temple in Bethlehem or in Jerusalem. And as they took this baby, they took him to the temple to do for him what was according to the law of Moses. And then there's this interesting, strange 12-year gap. They had taken him when he was a tiny baby, only 8 days old, and then we don't know anything more until our text for this evening. What happened in those ensuing years? Where did they live? What did they do? What took place? We just don't know. And apparently God knows that it's not important for us to know those events and those details until we come to tonight's lesson. The lesson where we find that Mary and Joseph lost Jesus. Can you imagine losing a child? I hear some snickering and probably recognize that there are times for many of us we have lost a child. I got to thinking about how busy the stores were during this Christmas season. Sometimes, even throughout the year, have you ever been to the store? Maybe it's the grocery store. And the crowd is so big and you get attentive with something, your attention is drawn, and all of a sudden, when you look back, the little ones who were with you are no longer with you. You know, they may not be worried, they may not be afraid, they don't recognize the danger. Whatever it was that took them away has their attention and they're not bothered at all. But as parents, we panic. Have you ever heard the announcement, maybe at the busy mall during Christmas time? Attention, may I have your attention, please? We have two lost parents. If you'd please report to the security booth, Jamie and Sally would like to reclaim their lost parents. We chuckle. Was it the parents that were lost, or was it the two children that were lost? That's what we wonder about. And that's what we come to in our text for this evening. So who was really lost? Jesus' family was a good Jewish family, and they did what they were supposed to according to the law. From Exodus chapter 12, God commands the people of Israel how they're to celebrate the Passover. And they're told in Exodus 12 that this would be a lasting ordinance for all times for the people of Israel. Even when they came into the promised land, they were to celebrate the Passover. And when asked by the children, what does this mean? They would explain how God passed over those homes. Where the blood of the lamb was on the doorposts, God passed over with his judgment, and he saved those families by the blood. In Exodus 23, we're told that there are three important festivals for the Jewish people. One is the Passover, One is the festival of first fruits, and the third is the festival of harvest. They're told, the Jews, excuse me, the Jews are told that for all time, the men should go always at those three festivals up to Jerusalem, to the temple there to worship. And that's what's taking place in our text for this evening. Joseph took Jesus. They went, Mary and Joseph. Pastor, do you have a cough drop? Or a nothing? All right. Pardon me. That's not a part of the sermon. That's not an illustration. I see one coming up. Thank you very much. Thank you. All of a sudden, I've got a tickle that I can't get rid of. Well, back to this, if you will. Exodus 12, they're commanded to recognize the Passover. Exodus 23, the men are told to go up to Jerusalem each year to celebrate these special festivals. So Mary and Joseph and Jesus did what they were supposed to do. They went with a caravan of people. They often traveled together, and I suppose the reason for that was safety. There was safety in numbers. And as they traveled up, then the men would be talking with each other, the women talking with each other, and the children playing with one another. They went to Jerusalem, they observed the Passover, and now when that time was complete, they were on their way back home. They made this journey every year, 65 miles from Nazareth to Jerusalem. We're told in the text they went up to Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem was south of Nazareth. We'd probably say they went down to. But when they went up to Jerusalem, it literally was going up in elevation, but theologically it was going up to the temple, up to worship, up to meet God in this special place, in this special time. So they went up to Jerusalem, and when the time was finished, they were headed back home. A large group again headed back home, and Mary and Joseph didn't think anything about it. Apparently, Mary and Joseph weren't together either, but they were a part of this retinue, a part of the group had gone up together, now was going back home. And as they were on their way home, finally that evening, on that first day, they decided to, as they set camp, bring one another together as a family. And Mary must have said to Joseph, and Joseph to Mary, where's Jesus? I don't know, I thought he was with you. No, I thought he was with you. And can you imagine, moms and dads, some of the words that Mary and Joseph might have said to one another? Maybe some blaming going on. You should be more responsible. I don't know why this happened. And what they finally found out as they looked with everyone in the large company, they couldn't find him. They knew that he had been back in Jerusalem somehow. And so right away, you can imagine, they got up and traveled whatever the distance was back to Jerusalem again, looking everywhere for Jesus. The Bible tells us that they were very afraid. They were worried. Actually, the word that's used there means painfully sorrowing. They were sorrowing because they didn't know where Jesus was. Here's this 12-year-old boy. Samuel, how old are you? 12 years old? How old? 12. Would you stand up? I didn't know Samuel was going to be with us tonight, but I kind of wondered when I saw Samuel earlier. Here's 12-year-old Samuel. Imagine 12-year-old Jesus. He didn't have money with him. He didn't know anybody in Jerusalem. Probably hadn't taken any food. Didn't know where he was going to be staying. And they panicked. They were worried. Thank you, Samuel. Samuel's well cared for here by his family. What had happened to Jesus? Where was he? And what would take place? They were terribly afraid. 12 years earlier, Mary sang, "I am blessed, and I will be called blessed among all the women of the earth." Can you imagine right now Mary thinking, "I will be called irresponsible in all the earth, and that's the way I will be known"? Where is he? Where must he be? It had been a privilege for her to have this child, and now she must have wondered and wished that that privilege had been someone else's. Where was Jesus? And they looked and looked for 3 days until they finally found him in the temple. The first Eve was one who brought the world into sin. As she was the one who brought sin into the world, Mary was the second Eve, the second one who brought into the world the Savior of the world. Now, it was her responsibility, it was Joseph's responsibility. Where was Jesus? The Savior of the world had been entrusted to them. And now, all of a sudden, Jesus was lost. Where would they find him? Interestingly, and finally, on the third day, they found him in the temple. He was talking with the teachers of the law, asking them questions, learning from them, and no doubt, teaching them as well. They were astonished when they saw and heard what Jesus knew, how he had grown through those 12 years. And finally, when Mary and Joseph found him, "What have you done to us, son?" And lovingly, he replies, "Mom, Dad, didn't you know that this is where I had to be? I have to be in my Father's house and about my Father's business." We know that that was his business to be the Savior of the world, his business to begin teaching and preaching, to learn and to listen, to share and to respond. That was his work and the reason for which he came. Who was really lost? Was it Jesus? Or wasn't it Mary and Joseph? They didn't know, they didn't recognize what Jesus must be about and what he must be doing. And sometimes we're that way too. If Mary and Joseph could lose Jesus, what about you and me? Have you ever lost Jesus? What does the Bible say? The Bible tells us from Isaiah chapter 9, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." That son, that child, is ours in just the same way he was Mary and Joseph's. Their first responsibility, but he was born to us, to be our Savior, to be treasured and cared for by us, to be in our lives, in our hearts, to be a part of our attention and our faith. So the question is, have you ever lost Jesus? Sometimes people can lose Jesus suddenly. Maybe there's a crisis or a difficulty in a family, and because of that, they begin to wonder, where is Jesus? I know this trouble. I know this problem. I know this crisis. And I can't figure out where Jesus is in all of this. Where's Jesus? Is he lost? Sometimes we lose Jesus quietly and subtly. Sometimes Jesus just seems to drift away. And people don't realize that he's not there until all of a sudden they wake up and find out Jesus isn't there. They aren't about the things of God. Faith in him is not an important part of their daily living. Where is Jesus anyway? Is he lost? Maybe it's wise for us at this point to say, you know, it wasn't Jesus who was lost. Think about those children in the mall. Let's flip it around the way it needs to be. The children weren't the ones who were looking for their parents. It was the parents looking for the children. And in this case, it's not we who are looking for Jesus, but Jesus who is looking for us. God is our Heavenly Father, and God knew that you and I would fall into sin, that by our natures we are sinful and unclean and separated from Him. He sent Jesus to seek and to save you, to find you and me when we were lost in sin and death and the power of the devil. Where is Jesus? Jesus is right where He's supposed to be. That's true in our text. It's true in Scripture. Where is Jesus? Right in the middle. He had to be in His Father's house and about His Father's business. Where is Jesus? He was locked away for 3 days in the tomb. He was lost 3 days in Jerusalem. Does it remind you of 3 days in the tomb? Jesus wasn't lost. He was exactly where He needed to be, dead to sin and death and the power of the devil. Where was Jesus? Exactly where He needed to be, risen from the dead, 3 days later, to be our Savior and the Savior of the world. So who's lost? It's not Jesus. It's the people in our world, and it's sometimes you and me. We need to find Jesus, but we don't find Him by wandering. We don't find Him by our own searching, by our own work, by our own efforts. God provides. God encourages. God calls and gathers and enlightens by the power of His Holy Spirit. You see, long ago, the shepherds, they could have wandered for a long time, but it was God who called them through the angel messengers to Bethlehem. That's where they found Jesus. A long time ago, and several years following that, the Magi, as they traveled, they wanted to find Jesus too. Jesus wasn't lost, but they were. They could have looked and looked and looked, but it was finally Micah, the prophet of God, God's word, that directed them to find Jesus. Jesus, who was right where He was supposed to be, in God's plan of salvation, saving them and saving the world. Brothers and sisters, we look for Jesus, not because He's lost, but because we are lost without Him. And where do we find Him? Jesus is right where He needs to be. Jesus is right where He always plans to be. Jesus is here in His house as we gather for worship. Where is Jesus? Jesus is in His holy word. And as we open His word and read His word, we are found by Him. And we find faith in Jesus. Where is Jesus? Jesus is in the spoken word of God, as it's preached and taught in its truth and purity. That's where Jesus is to be found. Where do we find Jesus? In the waters of baptism. Pastor reminded us again tonight as we started the service, we are His children, adopted by Him. We were lost, alone, afraid. And in the waters of baptism, He makes us His own, and He invites us in. Where do we find Jesus? We find Him here at His holy table. As we come in a few minutes to receive the bread and wine, in with and under them the body and blood of Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith, that's where we find Him, where He promises to be. Jesus isn't lost. He's right here, and He seeks you because He loves you as His very own children. That was God's plan from before the beginning of the world, to send Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to seek and to save the lost. May God help you during this season and always to know that Jesus is near, near to you, seeking you, calling you to be His own, loving you and forgiving you. welcoming you into his loving arms. May God help you to recognize that when someone's lost, who's really lost? It may be us, but Jesus comes to seek and to save the lost, to find us and make us his own. May you be comforted, encouraged, and strengthened, blessed in the name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, the Savior of the world, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus, the Savior of the world. Amen.